Usually, you will find historians and archivists at universities or museums, logging and explaining a world of knowledge to the next generation. For big companies like State Farm, their own histories need a similar attention to detail. GLT's Ryan Denham visits State Farm's archive and brings back this report.
I don't get a lot of visitors in the basement, unfortunately. A lot of people don't know I'm down here.
That's okay, because a big part of Buck Farley's job is to bring history out into the world, to find stories and actionable research hidden in drawers and old binders. That said, he does occasionally get a visitor.
One second.
Sure.
Hey.
Hi, Mr. Rust.
Look who it is.
One of the best storytellers.
How you doing? That's Ed Rust Jr., the retired CEO of State Farm, a.k.a. one of the most powerful people in Bloomington Normal for a lot of years. He stepped down in 2015. Rust popped by, unscheduled during my visit with Farley last week.
How are you?
Fine.
I boxed up your office. Did you see that?
The one thing I was going to say...
Well, Buck, I got to put on my skeptical journalist hat, because before I asked you, do you get visitors very often in the archive in the basement, you said, no, nobody comes to see me in the basement. I'm all by myself down here. And then literally Ed Rust Jr. just walked down here just to say hi and to pick up something. So I guess that happens sometimes?
Yeah. Mr. Rust and I have been working very closely together since his retirement to preserve his legacy at State Farm and to tell his story and his family's story. Obviously, the Rust family has had a huge impact on State Farm and its success today. I'll probably have a close relationship with Ed now for a while because he has a lot of history to tell me.
And Farley had a lot of history to tell me. We spent an hour walking around his archive underneath State Farm corporate headquarters. They've got nearly 60,000 unique objects in this collection, plus millions of photos and thousands of hours of audio and video. Farley went to Illinois State University, hoping to be a history teacher, and he worked as an archaeologist. 5 years ago, he became State Farm's archivist. He admits it's a little different being a historian at one of the biggest companies in the world, rather than working in academia or at a museum.
Telling the stories of the past to people and seeing their eyes bright up when an understanding comes across their face or a connection clicks with them. Telling somebody about how we expanded across the United States as a company, and then they're sitting there and going, that is the coolest story I've ever heard in my life. It's making insurance interesting for people and getting them to fall in love with who we are as a company, you know.
Farley is just full of fun facts and quick anecdotes. He told me about the youngest State Farm agent ever from the 1930s.
He was 12.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Or why the company once bought a whole fleet of Singer sewing machines to more quickly tie together policies and applications.
And we went up to about 1,000 in an hour. We're like, wow, this is an amazing technological improvement.
Or why the iconic State Farm Atlas from the World War II era has such a hot commodity.
This was the only time we put a map of the world in one of our atlases, and the reason why we did that is so our insureds could see where their sons and daughters were going during the war.
Trivia is fun, but there are also more useful applications of this collection and knowledge. The blueprints for the downtown Bloomington building, for example, have come in handy as they wind it down and prepare for its sale. Farley says doing research for executives and other employees is a big part of his job.
People don't live 100 years or typically don't work 100 years. And sometimes there could have been something that happened in the past that people have forgotten about. Like, hey, let's try starting a new company or a new initiative. Have we ever done this before? I don't know. Let's ask the archivist. And the archivist typically has the information to provide to them and the details of, you know, was it a success? Was it not? You know, can we change it around to make it different?
The scope of State Farm's archive is a bit staggering, which makes sense since State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the U.S. There are model cars, old employee and agent publications like Alfie and Reflector, a full-size Neighbor costume, the Employer Support Freedom Award it got from the Obama administration for its Military Affinity Employee Program. And that is the sound of a life bell. They date back to the 1930s, when agents and later operations staff began ringing a bell every time they binded a new life policy. The only reason they had a bell is because an executive needed a way to call meetings at the downtown Bloomington building, so he grabbed a train bell. Farley recently relayed that story to current employees who can still ring bells when they bind policies.
And they said, we always wondered why we stand up and ring a bell for this type of thing, and now we understand where it came from. And I'm like, yeah, it came from 1935.
A slightly more unusual item in the archive is a crystal ball. It was used by a colorful executive named Morris Fuller decades ago, a rather ingenious way to speed up staff meetings inside the sweltering downtown building.
And Morris Fuller, all he's doing is standing there like watching you the whole time. And this goes on for like an hour. Finally, he holds his hands up and he says, wait a minute. And he walks over to this corner. He brings this crystal ball out and he has a podium rigged and he sets it on this podium and he says, crystal ball, what do you think we should do? He puts his hands on the side and he pushes a button and it flickers and lights up and he looks up and he says, crystal ball said we're doing this. And they believed him because they didn't have any reason not to.
The downtown Bloomington building has yielded a lot of treasure for the archive, especially recently. That's because State Farm has moved out, is getting ready to sell its former headquarters. That sale is set to close this summer, and the buyer wants to turn it into a mixed-use space for a restaurant, co-working tenants, and other office space.
There's several pieces down there that we wanted to preserve, mainly our founder's furniture. There's several offices down there that held executive furniture down there from the past. So Adley Rust furniture. Adley Rust was our third president of State Farm. Obviously, the Rust family had been with State Farm since 1922 with the founding of the company. George Mahurl's furniture was down there, so we've pulled that out. Recently, we've tried to salvage the time capsules from the downtown facility. And efforts are ongoing to this point in time, and we hope to showcase that material at a later date at a facility that we're currently working on here at corporate headquarters. So
ultimately, these are all objects, though, things you can hold in your hand or photograph or stick on a shelf. In the years ahead, Farley's job is going to get a whole lot harder because all of the digital artifacts that need preservation.
It's not just something that's unique to the State Farm Archive, but archives across the country in general. Archives are traditionally set up for paper and physical objects. So in the new digital environment, there's a scramble right now to try to preserve this stuff because the items that went digital are, it's about that time frame when archives would be collecting that material, 10, 15, 20 years into the past. That's what I struggle with every day. And because back in the day, it was a Western Union telegram from George Mahurl to Minnie Jones on, and I have those telegrams. That's easy. But when it's emails between executives on, let's start a new company, blah, 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 that's the hard stuff to collect because now you're dealing with email chains that are huge. People are like, I don't need this email. I'm going to hit delete. It's gone. It's gone forever. Like, I'll never be able to get it back. So it's more about just continuously trying to ingrain into people, this is what I use, this is what I research, and this is what I need. So please don't delete it. If you're done with it, send it to me, and I'll make sure that it's preserved.
Aside from that challenge, Farley is tasked with bringing State Farm's history out into the world. The new atrium at corporate headquarters is shaped around that history. A massive four-story mural made up of around 15,000 photos of past and present employees overlooks the atrium.
There's George with his Model T, probably a pretty iconic photo. Everybody's kind of seen it.
1935 fire department truck is parked in the atrium too, a throwback to the days when insurance companies owned fire companies. History is splashed all over the inside of new cubbyhole work areas just off the atrium.
What we've tried to do is incorporate our heritage within everyday workspace. So that way, learning about our history isn't at a special event like one of my presentations or a tour of the company. It's something that you can learn every day.
State Farm is old, with many companies sending generations of children into the company. But as it tries to recruit and retain the next generation of employees, its history is part of the sell. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can see a photo gallery from GLT's visit to the State Farm Archive at wglt.org.